With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Voters in several states Tuesday casting ballots in primary elections. In Ohio, it's setting up what could be one of the most expensive races for U.S. Senate this year as the GOP tries to hold on to that chamber. Elections also in Indiana and Michigan. Well, there's nothing like a warm spring day in May now that winter is long gone. On the other hand,
residents in Colorado and Wyoming bringing out the snow blowers, experiencing a late spring storm. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Harris in Boulder.
This one certainly turns some heads when you start talking about the snowfall amounts we have in the forecast.
Some higher elevations in the mountain could get up to 2 feet of snow, much less in lower elevations like Denver, and then some places just rain.
For most seasoned Coloradans, we kind of know that there's quite a bit of change here as you go through April and May.
All that snow and rain could help drought conditions. I'm Julie Walker.
White House economists estimate now that President Trump's deals with pharmaceutical companies to drop some of their U.S. prescription drug prices to what they charge in other countries could save more than $500 billion over the next 10 years. In remarks to a group of seniors, President Trump says his prescription drug pricing plan will help the GOP hold their congressional majorities in the midterms.
Well, you'll find out, because I'll let you know. They know what to do, and they know what to do. They know what not to do, more importantly, actually.
A gallon of regular gasoline climbed 31 cents in the last week to an average of $4.48. That's the word from AAA. A gunman near Dallas shooting five people, killing two of them. Police say they have the shooter. He's been arrested, and he knew his victims. This is SRN News. Mayo Clinic is issuing a warning about gambling.
The Rochester, Minnesota-based medical center says gambling can devolve into an uncontrollable urge to keep gambling despite the toll it takes on one's life. The recent easing of restrictions on sports gambling have unfortunately made the problem worse, particularly for young men. It can also lead to mental health issues, anxiety, and depression. Denominations such as the Southern Baptist Convention have condemned the increase in sports betting in society, and as the industry continues to grow, addressing these issues through regulation and public awareness is crucial. John Scott reporting.
The Warner Ron opening doors for ministry by the country's underground church. That's the word from Voice of the Martyrs Vice President Todd Nettleton. He says with the Iranian government, the authorities are paying attention to the war, but not paying too much attention to house churches. This is SRN News. Heavy criticism from Zambia concerning a billion-dollar deal with the United States.
Zambia has accused the U.S. of linking a $2 billion health assistance deal to access to its rich mineral resources. The U.S. aims to reshape aid to Africa into transactional agreements while challenging China's influence. The deal with Zambia is one of dozens the Trump administration is pursuing in some of the world's most aid-dependent countries. However, talks have stalled in Zambia over U.S. demands for data sharing and preferential treatment for U.S. companies. I'm Karen Shemas.
Romania's pro-European coalition has collapsed after lawmakers voted in favor of a no-confidence motion against Prime Minister Ilie Bolojan. That vote Tuesday, less than 1 year after the coalition had been formed. More details at srnnews.com.